New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com.
Fires and completes it to Gronkowski. Touchdown!
We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open. 929-477-2386.
What's going on, Pats Nation? This is the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show brought to you by FanDuel. Join the CLNS Radio FanDuel League and compete amongst the hosts and the rest of the CLNS Radio family and fans at FanDuel.com/Patriots. I am your host, Marvin Azan. I also got my co-host with me, Mr. Mike Knight.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? Just came from watching this exciting, nail-biting type of game between the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. Things started off hot for the Patriots, but coming down to the end, it was a real nail-biter, DJ Mees.
Yes, end of the score was Patriots 31, Miami Dolphins 24, and the call lines are now open. The Blue Apron call lines are now open, so make sure you call in at 929-477-2386. Once again, that is 929-477-2386. Mr. Mike Knight, what's one thing that brought your attention to this close nail-biting game from the New England Patriots versus the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, it was a lot you could take away from this game. I mean, like I said, the Patriots started off hot with everything that the offense and Jimmy Garoppolo were doing to start the game. But definitely coming out of the second half, the Patriots' defense just took a turn for the worse, and I mean, they just let Ryan Tannehill sit back in the pocket and just sling the ball down the field. And not only was Tannehill making great passes, but his receivers were doing a hell of a job in making big plays down the field. Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker, these guys are really stepping up and making plays for the Dolphins, which made the defense in the secondary for the Patriots look very shaky. And the fact that, you know, the defensive line, they weren't getting any pressure on Tannehill, just giving him a lot of time. So, yeah, the Patriots got the win, but the defense in that second half against a team like the Miami Dolphins, who you don't really fear, especially offensively, it was looking real shaky out there.
Yeah, big news that came out this game. Jimmy Garoppolo started off hot. I'm talking about on fire. 3 touchdowns in the first half. But the biggest story of them all is at the end of the first half, he got hurt. We believe it's a shoulder injury and wasn't able to come back. And now the question begins, what's going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo? Will he be able to play Thursday against the Houston Texans? And Jacoby Brissett became our starting quarterback for the second half. So a lot of things we have to speak on about that. But, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo was taken out the game at the end of the first half, which made Jacoby Brissett our new starting quarterback. We also got Michael Longy, who's running the switchboards with us. What's going on, Michael Longy? What did you think about this Patriots versus Dolphins game?
Well, guys, I mean, obviously the number one story is Jimmy Garoppolo. It's, you know, he such an incredible start to the game, and then the injury. You know, I don't want to jump the gun here or anything, and I said it when it happened. Both times that Tony Romo broke his collarbone in his career, he was hit in that exact same way. So I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but that made me nervous right there. My main takeaway, though, guys, is, and it's probably because of it was out of necessity since Garoppolo went down, but the way the Patriots ran the football today was big time. I mean, LeGarrette Blount had, you know, 115 yards on the ground. He was looking really good. You know, I thought that was probably the main thing. The defense really let the Patriots down today. They had a great start to the game, and then the second half, you know, the Dolphins made all the adjustments, and it looked like the Patriots didn't make any. We saw on the sideline, Bill Belichick was furious at his team on several different occasions. So, I mean, this one, for me, guys, this was a get-out-and-survive game. I thought Jacoby Brissett was going to play in this game because the Patriots were winning 42-0 in the third quarter or something like that. And then Garoppolo goes down, and all of a sudden, everyone gets in survival mode. You know, we saw that Brissett didn't really know a lot of the offense. The offense was really slimmed down for him. And, you know, all that stuff put together, you just got to be happy the Patriots got out and survived this game against a pretty explosive Miami offense. I mean, let's be honest. They got some threats down the field, and they can score a lot of points in a hurry if they need to.
Really, man. And, I mean, like I was saying earlier, those receivers for the Dolphins were making big plays down the field. And it was just making things very easy for Tannehill and what their offense was doing. And then on the flip side of that, you talk about the Patriots' defense. It was just looking bad in the secondary between Logan Ryan, between Malcolm Butler. These guys, they were just giving up the big-time plays. I mean, these guys are making one-hand catches. These guys, like Landry lowering his shoulder and truck-sticking some of these guys. I mean, it was unbelievable out there.
Definitely. Calling all fantasy football fans, put your skills to the test this week for a chance to win cash on FanDuel. FanDuel's 1 week fantasy football, which equals you choose your contest, pick your team, and win. Contests for beginners or bigger tournaments for more experienced players. Leagues start at just $1, and setting up a lineup is easy. Cash prizes paid out every single week. And this week, don't miss FanDuel's Sunday Million Tournament, paying out at least $1 million in prizes. This week, you know, I'm pretty damn good at FanDuel, Mike Knights. I have a pretty good team. Last week I did okay. You know, I won a little bit. I wasn't in first place, but I held my own. And this week I started Eli Manning and thinking, you know, against the New Orleans Saints D, he was gonna go off for me. It didn't happen as I expected, but I did have a pickup of Jesse James, the tight end for Pittsburgh. He's doing okay for me. Justin Tucker's doing all right for me as well. Antonio Brown got shut down. I don't understand that, but it's not looking too pretty for me this week on FanDuel. Think you know fantasy football? Prove it. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest. Valued up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. Value of free entries varies based on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use my promo code Patriots. That's FanDuel.com, promo code Patriots. Void where prohibited. And honestly, LeGarrette Blount played very well. Like Alonzo was saying, the running game was on point. LeGarrette Blount had a big game, especially in the second half when Jacoby Brissett took the field. I mean, he went 29 carries, 124 yards, and a touchdown. He looked agile out there. He hurdled people, had a great touchdown run. I was really surprised what I saw from LeGarrette Blount, but we have to give credit to the offensive line, too. They held their own against a very tough and stingy defensive line from the Miami Dolphins, led by Ndamukong Suh, and we barely heard his name out there. So I really liked what I saw from the offensive linemen. They held their own, and LeGarrette Blount had a great game.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we always talk about when it comes to LeGarrette Blount, in my opinion, that I always have, is I don't believe in him as a lead back, a guy that can go out there and rush the ball 20-plus times. Because, I mean, I just don't feel that he has that capability to do that. And then he comes out and he completely shuts me up with the performance he had. And, I mean, yes, we know the thing with the Patriots. Once, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo left the game and Brissett stepped up, you know, they slimmed down the offensive playbook, like Alonzo talked about. And, you know, they just kept it simple for Brissett and had a lot of running plays. And LeGarrette Blount stepped up in that situation and did not disappoint. I mean, you talked about, you know, getting 29 carries for 123 yards. But the 4.2 yards per carry, that's what I always look at when I look at LeGarrette Blount. Because whether he rushes, you know, 25 times or barely gets it and splits it with another back on the team, I'm always looking to see at how much yards he's picking up. Because I just feel like he's not a guy who's going to gain a lot of yards whenever he touches the ball. But, I mean, he did a hell of a job today. You know, he found the end zone for a touchdown. And, you know, this is something that the Patriots are going to need from him, especially, you know, now that you're looking at the next game coming up on Thursday, where you might be looking at Brissett starting at quarterback. And, yeah, these next couple of days through walkthroughs and practice or whatever, they're going to try to, you know, get as much information to Brissett as possible. I mean, obviously he's been there, you know, since being drafted. So, you know, he's gone through everything with the Patriots system, but it's a different situation when you get to the regular season and you're the starting quarterback on a team, and that team, especially being the New England Patriots. So, you know, we don't know the full extent to Jimmy Garoppolo's injury yet, but you have to think by just seeing what happened, and again, going off of what Lonji said earlier, that injury looked that hit that Garoppolo took looked pretty similar to the ones that knocked Romo out a couple times in his career for an extended period of time. So, I mean, we're hoping for the best. You know, hopefully Jimmy Garoppolo is back sooner than we expected. And, I mean, if that's not the case, it's Brissett time here in New England, and they're going to need him and another performance like this out of LeGarrette Blount to really carry them in these next couple of games, and it starts on Thursday.
I'm hoping it's not a collarbone. From what I'm hearing out of the Patriots camp, they're all saying that it's shoulder injury. So, and only time can tell. We're hoping for the best. But let's talk about the first half when Jimmy Garoppolo was playing, and he was on fire, people. He was on fire, 18 for 27. 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, passer rating of 130, and he spread the ball to everyone. Everyone got some action. Bennett, Edelman, Hogan, Amendola, even Mitchell got 1 pass for 15 yards. And the ball was being spread. Everyone was going, and he had a connection. He looked really good out there, especially that touchdown throw he had to Martellus Bennett, connecting with him for 37 yards. It was just great offense from the Patriots in the beginning of the half.
And, I mean, the thing with Jimmy Garoppolo making those connections, I know last week, you know, we talked about how looking at Martellus Bennett's performance, you know, he didn't really look like he was a guy that was really involved. He didn't do much in that first game. And then you come out today, and we're talking about putting up, you know, 5 receptions for 114 yards. For a touchdown and averaging 22 yards per reception. That's crazy. And then the way he was looking out on the field, that stiff arm that he had after one of those receptions, one of the best stiff arms I've seen in a while. He really moved that defender out of his way and was just plowing through guys whenever he caught the ball. He was making big-time plays. And the Martellus Bennett I saw today, you know, obviously, I haven't watched much of him throughout his career. I know he's been a pretty, you know, solid tight end with the Bears and stuff. But if we get this same Bennett that we saw today and combine that with the returning Rob Gronkowski, this offense, like we've talked about, you know, especially with Tom Brady coming back soon, this offense can look really scary because the Bennett we saw today, we already know what to expect out of Gronkowski. We already know what to expect out of Tom Brady. And then you have Edelman continuing to do his thing. Chris Hogan has been looking very solid since he signed it and became a Patriot. Amendola is a guy who's dependable as long as he stays healthy. And Malcolm Mitchell is the next guy that they're kind of working up as a rookie, you know, trying to get him more involved and whatnot. And one thing with the Patriots that we've talked about for years and years now is their struggle to develop their own wide receivers. And here's a guy who Mitchell, you know, going back in time, how many names that we can go through haven't really developed into anything. Dobson and other guys that has come and gone. But hopefully Malcolm Mitchell can stick around and really, you know, stick out in this offense moving forward.
Definitely the potential is there for Mitchell. We saw what he could do that first preseason game on what he did, and it looked very good. And then obviously he seems a little hampered by the elbow injury that he suffered. But as time goes on and when Brady gets in there, I think he'll continue to develop. Now, the defense is another thing you touched on, Mike Nice, and they looked horrible in the second half. Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan just seem to get chewed out there. I'm talking about Devontae Parker, someone we haven't really heard about, just went off. 8 receptions, 106 yards, and 12 targets. Jarvis Landry, 10 receptions, 137 yards. It just seemed like it was going back and forth. Landry Parker, and Patriots had no answers for them in the second half. And luckily, we had that big lead in the first half, so we can just manage to get by. But Ryan Tannehill looked really good out there. The commentators were saying he looked like Jimmy Garoppolo out there in the first half, having fun, getting the ball to Landry and Parker. And that could be a problem going forward. We didn't see much of that when with Carson Palmer and his crazy offense as well. But this is twice now we've seen Logan Ryan struggle with bigger receivers like Larry Fitzgerald and Devontae Parker.
Yeah, those bigger receivers are seem to be an issue when it comes to Logan Ryan trying to keep up and really defend them. Like we've been saying from the start of the show, those two guys made huge plays down the field. And then you look at the Patriots schedule and other teams that they're going to face, you know, is this going to be a reoccurring theme where Logan Ryan is just getting burned by these bigger physical receivers like Fitzgerald torched him, then Landry and Parker, you know, big guys like just torching him. And this is somebody who a lot of people have faith in. I mean, we already know what to expect, that what we want to see out of Malcolm Butler out there. But Logan Ryan is somebody that the Patriots have a lot of faith in. So they're going to need him to perform well and step up and be somebody that they could depend upon in the secondary. But, I mean, the defense is where the attention needs to be paid to, because this is the Miami Dolphins we're talking about. And coming into this game, I didn't expect much out of the Dolphins at all. Like I said, you know, when we talked about a season preview and how we expect to look in these first four games, you know, once we got that first game out the way against the Cardinals, I said, you know, the next three should be wins, easy wins. And it started today with the Dolphins, and I mean, things got shaky out there, but the Patriots got it done, and you just got to be happy that they left the game with the win.
Should the Patriots be worried for the Thursday night game? It's a Thursday night game, so they don't have real much time to get Brissett caught up. And against the Houston Texans, who have a really good defense, should the Patriots be worried that they can't rely on LeGarrette Blount to be LeGarrette Blount that he has been these past 2 weeks?
You know, going against the Texans, I mean, they got some guys on their defensive line. We're talking our former friend Will Fork, who was known to clog a lot of holes and knock players down. They got J.J. Watt, who's a defensive monster. You know, you got Jadeveon Clowney, who's supposed to be a huge, you know, presence on that team as well. I don't know if we're gonna see a performance similar today against the Dolphins, against the Houston Texans from LeGarrette Blount. You know, the defensive line, you know, as you can talk about how good or bad the Houston Texans are, but we're talking defense and being able to run on that team. I don't know if a player like LeGarrette Blount is going to have all that success that he did today, because we're talking about very physical and athletic players over there in the Houston Texans, and it starts with J.J. Watt as the leader defensively on that team. You know, like I said, they're expecting a lot of Jadeveon Clowney. You got guys like Will Fork, you know, just clogging up the middle like he's always done throughout his career. I don't know if LeGarrette Blount will have an easy time bulldozing over defenders like he did today. I don't think so.
And once again, the Blue Apron call lines are open. So call in, tell us what you think about this close nail-biter game. What do you think about Jacoby Brissett might be in our starter for Thursday night? Call in 929-477-2386. Once again, that is 929-477-2386. And for those who are wondering how Jacoby did, he didn't have a bad game. I mean, he didn't get much time to throw the ball. I think he only threw it 9 times. He went 6 for 9, 92 yards. He got sacked twice. He fumbled. But luckily it got recovered. He looked like a rookie out there, and the Patriots didn't want to risk anything, just throwing him out there. So LeGarrette Blount was really the guy pushing it. James White didn't get much burn in this game, honestly. He caught a couple of passes, two passes for 10 yards. DJ Foster was in there shortly, you know, one carry for 7 yards. one reception for 2 yards, had one another drop. So we didn't see much from the other running backs, didn't see Brandon Bolden at all. But Jacoby didn't look bad out there, especially when they did a lot of play action plays to Bennett to get him involved as well. So you were going to see a lot of that against the Texans, seeing a lot of play action. Hopefully, we don't know the status of Gronkowski, whether he'll be there. That'll be a huge help for the running game and Jacoby as well to get Gronk and Bennett, utilize them. And we could try to sneak one out against Texans as we are undermanned, but we don't know the status of Garoppolo yet.
Yeah, the status of Garoppolo is going to be huge. In my personal opinion, just from seeing it, I think, you know, with the game being so close, when talking this coming Thursday, I feel like we won't see Jimmy Garoppolo play, and it's all going to be in Jacoby Brissett's hands, and we're going to hope that, just like, you know, we put a lot of faith and hope in Garoppolo leading this team and just holding down the fort till Tom Brady returns, something that everybody feared in terms of, you know, what would happen if Garoppolo goes down, you throw Brissett out there. And now within probably by tomorrow or whatnot, the Patriots will probably sign a backup quarterback.
We got Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman kind of stuff. Hey, it's possible. We've seen him make a couple plays. But, I mean, in all honesty, I think the Patriots now are going to go add a fourth quarterback to the roster just because you saw how that's happened. So we'll see how it plays out and what kind of moves the Patriots decide to make.
Yes, we're now about to enter our Harris segment, Harris Rubenstein of the Patriots Beat podcast, which is released first thing every Friday morning on clnsradio.com and the CLNS Radio mobile app. Harris, what did you see out there today in this nail-biter pretty much at the end?
Well, I saw a lot of good defense, and I saw a lot of bad defense. I think we saw in the first half the pass defense come out, play really aggressive off the ball, cover a lot of people and not really give up anything over the top. And all of a sudden in the second half, here comes Devontae Parker, here comes Jarvis Landry, you know, kind of similar to what we saw in the Arizona Cardinals game. They really tried hard to not give them anything deep down the field and over the top, and Tannehill just picked them apart between 5 and 20 yards. I mean, it's a little surprising that they were giving so much room underneath, since Ryan Tannehill's really only strength as a quarterback is short-range passing. I mean, the guy can throw the ball deep down the field, but not very accurately. So it was kind of weird to see their game plan change in the second half. But, you know, I got to give a little bit of a credit to LeGarrette Blount today. I mean, you know, your starting quarterback goes down. You can't think about that, and you just got to rush ahead. I mean, this is probably the best. This is the best I've seen him play in two seasons. I mean, he hasn't been this good since the Indianapolis Colts game in 2014. We all know how that game ended. So,
true.
I think it's, you know, the Garoppolo injury is a little bit concerning. I think he'll probably miss the game against Houston. I would be surprised if he actually misses the next two games, because the AC joint shoulder sprain, can get pretty tricky, especially with quarterbacks. So I think they'll play it safe and go with Brissett and just try to run the ball down Houston and the Bills' throat, which unfortunately is not a great plan.
Let's talk about that defense again that you said. You saw a good defense, you saw a bad defense. So one thing Marvin and I talked about was the fact that, you know, Logan Ryan going up against these big receivers. And, I mean, how do you feel like, you know, they work to try to do something defensively to not allow these big guys to really, you know, muscle them and just bulldoze them like you saw today with Landry out there?
Well, it's really difficult to do if you don't have the correct personnel. And I think if you look at their corners, there's something I've talked about in the podcast a lot, is that, you know, they just don't have a lot of size on the outside. I mean, you know, it was impressive what they did last week against Michael Floyd. But Michael Floyd isn't the kind of athlete that the Devontae Parker is. I mean, Devontae Parker, along with being, you know, incredibly big, is also incredibly fast and incredibly strong. Michael Floyd isn't the fastest guy, but, you know, I think that's why they brought in Eric Rowe. I think it's a little bit unfortunate that he's had a little bit of an issue with the playbook since coming in, and then he got hurt. So Eric Rowe is the guy that they probably brought in to do it. I think Patrick Chung has also lost a step this year so far. I think he's taken a little bit longer to get into game shape. I know he was dealing with a couple knocks in training camp. So, you know, you're right. I think it's a personnel issue more than less. But, again, you know, I know the Dolphins came back, but again, let's just say this. The Patriots so far this year, they gave up 21 points to the Cardinals and 24 points to the Dolphins. That's a pretty easy threshold for almost any NFL offense, especially led by Josh McCarr. So they can keep that up. I don't think there's any reason to worry.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, you go into this game against the Houston Texans this Thursday, you know, people saw what LeGarrette Blount did to this afternoon and hope that, you know, if Brissett is starting, you know, as even though the Patriots are going to do as much as they can to kind of force the offensive playbook on him these next couple of days before that Thursday night matchup, you know, how do you think that LeGarrette Blount, you know, probably pushed out even more as the lead back will fare going against the Texans and their defense with Clowney and Watt and those guys over there?
Well, if you look at the last couple times the Texans have played the Patriots, J.J. Watt actually hasn't had his best games. I think he only has maybe one and a half sacks against, I think it is three or four games against the Pats. They've usually done a good job neutralizing him. Clowney last year, though, was a huge problem. Ended up with two sacks on Brady and was a general force. So they need to come out with a better game plan against him. But LeGarrette Blount, I think, should be fine against the Houston Texans. I mean, you know, their one big weakness on defense is that they have no linebackers. Brian Cushing is out with a torn MCL. He's going to be out 6 weeks. And the middle of the defense today, even going up against the Chiefs, even though they only let up 12 points, it wasn't insanely inspiring. So, you know, they have a good defensive line, sure, but I think the rest of their front seven is going to give them some problems. I think Blount should have at least 80 yards, if not a touchdown or two.
Definitely, but it will be a lot different with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback compared to what it be Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo. And they're going to rush Jacoby a lot. You see how he's not that great in the pocket when getting rushed. I know he can escape here and there, but do you think that could cause a problem when you have a Clowney, when you have a J.J. Watt?
Well, Brissett's a particularly athletic guy. You know, we saw him today make some really impressive runs, make some really impressive moves in the pocket. You know, he's not the best pocket passer. I think that's more of general inexperience than anything. But at the same time, you know, Brissett's a good athlete. He's a decent quarterback. I think that he'd be able to produce even against a defense like the Texans. I mean, he's not Garoppolo throwing-wise, but he surely is a better running athlete than either Brady or Garoppolo. So we'll see how they're going to adjust him. I mean, McDaniels and Belichick always have plans for this stuff, but I think they should be fine. They match up really well on defense to their offense.
Yeah, I guess my only concern is that it is a short week. They do play Thursday, and I'm just not sure how ready Jacoby Brissett is to be slinging that football. But you're giving me hope, Harris. You're very optimistic, and I'm starting to feel it.
I'm more optimistic just because the Texans' offense and the Pats' defense, Pats' defense will do a good job neutralizing the Texans. Because like I said, the past two games, they've done a really good job of taking away the deep ball. And if you watch the Houston Texans, they thrive off the deep ball. Deep balls to DeAndre Hopkins, deep balls to the new guy, Will Fuller.
Will Fuller,
and
yeah.
With the Patriots, exactly, with the Patriots releasing, or not releasing, with the Patriots unleashing, Daron Harmon this year more. Devin McCourty's doing his usual center field role. So they've done a good job of stopping the run and taking away the deep pass, and that's all the Houston Texans can do on offense. So we'll see. It'll definitely be interesting on a short week, but I think the Pats defense, if they come out flying like they did today, it should be a pretty low-scoring game across the board, but the Pats should be able to pull it out. The talent difference between these two teams is what's going to be the ultimate decider.
You're giving me confidence, Harris. I appreciate that. This is Harris Rubenstein of the Patriots Beat Podcast here on CLNS Radio. Our segment with Harris was brought to you by FanDuel. Join our CLNS Radio Patriots FanDuel League. Compete amongst all the personalities of CLNS Radio, including Harris, myself, Mike Knight, Larry H. Russell. Come out on top with huge cash prizes every single week at CLNS Radio FanDuel League. To join, go to FanDuel.com/Patriots. That's FanDuel.com/Patriots. And like I told you guys, even though I'm really good at this FanDuel thing, this week is not looking good for me. I don't even have a guy that got me 20. Antonio Brown didn't do much. Odell didn't do much for me. Spencer Ware, I expected him to have another big week. Nada. Ezekiel Elliott, ah. Eli Manning, ah. So it wasn't good, man. It wasn't a good week for me, but I'm going to bounce back next week. I promise you guys that.
So I believe it, man.
So back to what Harris was saying about the Houston Texans. He's pretty much brought up how Patriots have way more talent than the Houston Texans. And bottom line, that is true. Patriots do have the talent to beat. They have the best talent pretty much compared to the league. They have one of the best talents, their offense and defense. But now it's all about preparation and how they can prepare for a game Thursday, which is luckily will be at New England.
Yeah, this Thursday matchup will be huge. The Patriots come out Thursday night, get a win. Houston Texans, you're talking about being up 3-0 in the division, and you're in good shape, you know, as we continue to wait for Tom Brady to make his return. Like I've always said, and I've kept it, you know, consistent, I believe the Patriots will win I believe the Patriots would go 3-1. You know, I assume they would maybe lose the first game against you know, the Cardinals. But, you know, they got that win. They came out this afternoon, got another win, and you got two more to go. You got two more to go, and then all is right in New England again, and Tom Brady will be leading, you know, the offense, and you get hopefully Gronkowski back. You know, hopefully Gronkowski, I know some people may, you know, there's some conspiracy theories out there, say, maybe Gronkowski's just waiting to come back when Tom Brady's ready to go. I don't know if I fully believe that, but I think one thing you do want, you know, this is, if you think about it, Gronkowski hasn't played football in a while now because, you know, obviously he missed a chunk of time in training camp or whatnot. Then he doesn't play preseason games. And now you're talking about one game he's missed, two games in this. Gronkowski hasn't done too much. I mean, I know he's participated in practice and whatnot, but when you're talking about game action, you know, Gronkowski hasn't seen game action in a while now. So, I mean, is this a situation, Marv, do you think to – I know it's Gronkowski. I know he's a beast and everything, but do you think, you know, conditioning or whatnot might play a factor out when, you know, Gronkowski steps on the field again? Will he be the same Gronkowski we've seen? Not that, you know, he's hampered by injury or whatnot, but in terms of, you know, just missing out on so much game action, especially in practice and whatnot, you know, he's missed some time with injury, whatever the case may be. Do we expect, you know, week three to start or week four, whatever he comes back in, we just see the same Gronkowski we're used to seeing over these last couple of years?
At first, I would say, yes, Gronk will be back fine, better than ever. But this hamstring injury has been lingering for quite some time now. And it got us questioning, really, how it good is he? And if you have a hamstring injury, you can't really do much conditioning because you can aggravate the hamstring even more. So his condition coming back will not be in tip-top shape. Whenever he comes back, if it's week three, week four, don't expect much of Gronk on the field. And I don't think he'll play week three. I think week four will be his debut because why come back in just a short week when you can get all that rest and come back week four better than ever? The hamstring injury has definitely lingered, so condition will be a huge factor, I believe, in Gronkowski. I don't see him being as great as the Gronk that we're used to seeing. And you said it. It's been a while that he's played football. He doesn't play preseason. Training camp, you know, they always take a light on him. So we'll see. We'll see how effective Gronkowski really is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that everybody always figured is, you know, Brady, obviously no Brady to start the season, but, you know, a lot of the faith, obviously Garoppolo has been learning under, you know, Belichick and McDaniels, especially Brady, you know, in terms of everything for a quarterback. But one thing that kept a lot of people happy and faithful was the fact that Garoppolo has a lot of weapons on offense. You know, Gronkowski, Bennett, Edelman, Amendola. You know, Garoppolo has a decent amount of weapons to work with. And, I mean, he's managed, you know, the first game with no Gronk. He managed the second game, you know, I mean, as much as he played, he managed without Gronk. So, no Gronk, no problem. Is that what you kind of say? I guess so. But you definitely want to have your main guy on the field. I personally hope that he plays this coming Thursday. I know it's a short week, whatnot. I mean, he hasn't really done any work. He didn't play today. So, you know, as long as he's doing everything to get right with his injury, you know, I hope that he plays this Thursday to get in some game action. Because say it works out that, okay, no Garoppolo this Thursday, Brissett, but Garoppolo, you know, will play the fourth game and then Brady takes over from there. I want, you know, Gronkowski just to be there Thursday, even if it's not a lot of snaps, because, you know, you're home again. You're going up against a Houston Texas team. You know, Brissett might be the quarterback. Just get your feet wet for a couple snaps or whatnot here and there. If that's the case, if that's what the case may be, if you want to just try to work them back into, you know, the game and whatnot and just being back out on the field. Garoppolo's there to play, you know, maybe not this Thursday, but the next game. And then you get Brady back. You just want to have Gronkowski, I hope, ready to really be involved and make an impact on offense. Because like I said earlier in the show, the way I saw Martellus Bennett play today, you pair that up with what Gronk does. And I'm talking about this two-headed monster with these two guys rumbling down the field after the reception. Because before we used to say nobody's bringing down Gronk. Gronk's a beast. It takes about the whole team to bring him down. And then seeing what Bennett did today when he finally gets involved in the game on offense, this guy's moving with a lot of quickness, truck-sticking people, you know, stiff-arming, whatnot, throwing guys on the ground. These guys will be unstoppable, and I just can't wait for Brady to come back and be able to pass the ball to those two guys and still have the trust and faith with Edelman and Amendola doing their thing as well. It's going to be great football to watch, I think, offensively for the Patriots as the season progresses.
Get high-quality, fresh, organic ingredients delivered right to your doorstep for fun, to cook meals, and for your family and friends. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make those delicious home-cooked meals. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Celtics Beat. It's already an incredible deal, as is, with meals under $10 and your first three meals free with free shipping. And best of all, you'd help continue to fund what we try to do here at CLNS Radio. Head on over to blueapron.com/Celtics Beat. That's blueapron.com/Celtics Beat. And you hit it right on the nail, Mike. Bennett has shown these past two games that he's also hard to take down, and he's a great tight end in his own right. This game, 5 receptions, 114 yards, 1 touchdown. Those are Gronk numbers, honestly. 100-plus yards, 5-plus catches, 22-yard average a catch. I mean, you really can't complain about those numbers. And all we can do is just wait and be like, man, I can't wait to see these two guys. We thought we were going to see this with Scott Chandler. It didn't work out, but this definitely has potential. Martellus Bennett has shown in the first game what he can do in the blocking end. I mean, Harris, I believe, brought it up last week. He was just throwing Chandler Jones around, just throwing him around out there. And this week we saw him do the block, what he could do in blocking and how he can do in offensive field with the catching. That stiff arm you brought up was amazing. Just took the guy down one hit. The guy is strong. He's big. He's got a little speed in him, too.
So yes, sir.
Martellus Bennett with Gronk, that pairing, that Twin Tower pairing is going to be beautiful, especially in the red zone. I don't want to see nothing but touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about a two tight end set. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful with that two tight end set. And those guys are just doing damage offensively. Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez doing their thing. And now after a couple of years, and the Patriots have shuffled through several different, you know, tight ends have come to the team and gone and whatnot. We finally have a guy who And I mean, hey, in this situation, honestly, not to say that anybody wanted to see Gronkowski not play these first couple of games or whatnot. And I mean, if you look at it in a good sense, you know, these games, Bennett was able to really work his way in and get comfortable because, I mean, new team. I mean, obviously, there's been practice in preseason games and whatnot. But these two games, you know, obviously, he didn't really factor in too much in the first game against Arizona. But you look at this game, you know, he was with the main target. I mean, I forgot how many targets he had, but I think ended with 5 receptions, almost 130 yards and a touchdown. He really got the – this was a Gronkowski game pretty much. The way he looked out there, the stats he put up, if you would have just gave me those stats, I would have thought it was Gronkowski because, I mean, you know, we've seen that over the years. So this has been a time with no Gronkowski on the field. Bennett has got his time to shine, and then you hopefully get Gronkowski back soon. And then you're talking about games where, you know, both Gronkowski and Bennett are getting – putting up stats like Bennett did today. And if you get games like that where your tight ends are performing like that, and then you already know what Edelman can do when he's on the field, you know how Amendola performs. And then on top of that, the icing on the cake, the cherry on top, you got Tom Brady, you know, being surgical in the pocket. We're talking about a team that, you know, after a while, maybe you hit week 6, week 7, this team might start averaging 30-plus, 40 points a game.
Wow. But when I said that before, you told me to slow down and hold my horses. But this guy's saying averages of 40 points a game. But
I'm just saying, man.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you look at what – I'm just saying of what we hope to get from Brady when he returns. We already know Tom Brady. What we hope to get from Gronkowski when he returns. Now you got a solid 2 tight end set. Then you have Brady back. Then we have Edelman doing his thing. And then you have Amendola, who's dependable, be one of Brady's favorite targets. And on top of that, you know, the last couple of years, think about it. After you get past, you know, Gronkowski and Edelman and Amendola, in a sense, you know, who's next that you can really say, oh, I really like this guy in the field. I really trust Dobson. Not really. Who are the other receivers that's come and gone that I can't even name because they've been trash when they was on the team? Now you get past Gronkowski and Edelman. You know, we know about Martellus Bennett, what he could do. Chris Hogan's out there putting in work. And then Malcolm Mitchell, I think everybody thinks there's a lot of high potential for Malcolm Mitchell to perform. So you're now talking about, you know, a team full of receivers and tight ends who you can really feel like you can depend on and have an impact on the game.
Yeah, I want to speak a little more on the receivers because the receivers were a big factor into this game. I know Garoppolo had a great game, but a guy that we didn't speak on yet is Danny Amendola. He scored 2 touchdowns this game. You know, 4 receptions, 50 yards, 2 touchdowns, was targeted 4 times, and he got all his receptions from it. And Danny Amendola is a guy that, you know, we've seen as an afterthought after we see how Chris Hogan's been playing, and Chris Hogan pretty much had identical stats with 4 receptions, 59 yards, just no touchdown. So now you bring in a guy like Chris Hogan and Damian Amendola. If he can stay healthy, those are another weapons you just add there into the slot that's going to drive defenses crazy. Danny Amendola had a great game, and he's going to be a guy that no one really talks about this week, especially with the Garoppolo injury.
Yeah, I mean, like you said and like I said, we're talking about a solid, solid, you know, depth chart at the wide receiver position. We already know the connection. You know, I'm already looking ahead. I know, you know, we have 2 more games left with Garoppolo or possibly Brissett, whatever the case may be. But you look at the connection that we know Brady has with Amendola. We know what Brady has with Edelman already. And then you look at Chris Hogan, who, in a sense, you know, plays a similar type of style as the 2 guys that Brady already has solid connections with. And obviously, you know, in game situations and game live game action, you know, Brady hasn't had too much time to really, you know, play with Chris Hogan on the field. But obviously in practice and whatnot, you know, maybe they've worked on stuff there to, you know, get Chris Hogan more comfortable. But you're talking about Gronkowski doing his thing, Bennett doing his thing, and then you have 3 players who are pretty much, you know, pretty much do the same thing on the field, you know, in terms of Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, and Danny Amendola, Brady can have a field day. Because you already know what type of passes Brady's making, you know, the short yards passes, and, you know, you're giving it to these three guys who are good for, you know, fighting. They have that mentality to fight, too, once they get the ball. So they're probably picking up a couple more yards. And you give three guys to Brady, and especially on top of that, an aging Tom Brady, who's not looking to go downfield too much. He just likes those short passes to these type of players. You're just setting up Brady to play a couple more years, in my opinion.
Wow. Brady, who could play till he's 50, according to Mike. We've got our guy, Tyler Trudeau, CLNS Radio video correspondent, youtube.com/CLNS Radio. This segment is brought to you, sponsored by Casper. Tyler, this was a game of two halves. What did you see out there?
I said that last week, and I'm going to say it again. I don't know if my heart can handle another 14 weeks of this. This was an absolute terrifying game at the end of it. I was watching it with my grandmother, and I can't talk during close games, and she's just yapping away about how, oh, why are they doing this? And I'm just like, please be quiet. Oh, it was a very rough game, but in the past years, it's do your job. This year kind of seems like good enough for right now. So I'm very pleased with the outcome, even though it was rough. And I honestly thought I wouldn't have anything to talk about today at the start of this game. It was just, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to take over for Tom Brady? It doesn't really seem like that anymore after this game, but he came out of the gates on fire, and then just a complete 180 of this game completely turned around until it came down to the last play again. So I don't know if my heart can handle this 14 more weeks of this.
What did you think about the defense in the second half? Are there any concerns there in what you saw, especially in the secondary with Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan?
I just have no idea what's been going on, and I'm starting to feel very concerned because this is a new and improved defense that everyone's been saying how excited the Patriots fans should be about this defense. It looks very good on paper, and in the first half of both games they've played, it has been unbelievable. They held Arizona to 7 points. They held the Dolphins, who are obviously a much weaker team, to 3 points. But I believe in the first half, they only had 12 yards of movement on the field. So this defense is very powerful, but they just seemed gassed by the second half. And Ryan Tannehill, who I thought was an absolute joke in the first half, was just absolutely carving them up and looked like a future Hall of Fame quarterback with his way he was passing the ball. They really had no answer for him in the no-huddle offense, and it's a big concern, especially when I understand how the momentum definitely changed once the Garoppolo injury happened, but they just seemed very flat coming out of the gates and almost gave this game away.
Definitely. I tweeted that the Patriots defense looked uninspired, especially when Kenyon Drake scored that rushing touchdown. I didn't see anything from them really, that's the look in their eyes or that they wanted to really close out the Dolphins. It just looked very uninspiring out there.
Ryan Tannehill ran through two people. Like, he broke two tackles. Your quarterback should not be doing that. Anyway, continue.
That was ridiculous seeing that. And me and Mike Nice were just talking about Gronkowski, and we're a little bit worried now because, you know, this hamstring injury has been lingering. And when he comes back, who's to say he will be 100%, you know what I'm saying? And the conditioning might not be there for him.
I agree and disagree. Obviously, it's a big concern not seeing Gronk on the field out there again. It definitely could be a precaution, and that's what the most people are hoping it is. Just, oh, it's just a precaution. Why would we waste him against the Dolphins? Because people need to realize that the Patriots play in a couple of days. They have that Thursday night game. The turnaround is really quick, and that definitely isn't good for the Jimmy Garoppolo situation, but it could be a very smart move in the Gronkowski situation. I definitely think there's more concern if he doesn't play in week three than it definitely wasn't just a precaution, and there's definitely something wrong. But all in all, I would take Gronk at 80% than Gronk at all, because he is just a freak athlete and just a freak human and can do some things that no one in the NFL can do, let alone anyone on this planet. And once Gronk gets back, especially if Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback next week, if Gronk is there, that's going to be a big burden lift off his shoulders. But I can see why people are concerned about Gronkowski not being out there again. But hopefully it's just a precaution of, oh, let's not waste him against the Dolphins. Let's use him when we need him most. And that could be next week. And even if he doesn't play next week, that could still be the game plan of maybe they're just waiting to hold off until Brady gets there. I don't know. My fantasy team isn't happy about it, but I'm sure the Patriots are doing everything in their power to make sure that he is healthy and be able to have Gronk out on the field as soon as possible.
Now let's talk about the next matchup coming up against the Houston Texans. And I mean, with losing Garoppolo, you saw today how the Patriots put more faith in LeGarrette Blount being the running back and giving him more carries, you know, just to take a little bit of the burden off of, you know, Brissett stepping up in a quick situation like today. Do you think that, you know, in a lot of our opinions, that it's looking like Garoppolo won't play this coming Thursday, and it might be Brissett, and obviously the Patriots are going to do as much as they can these next couple of days, you know, to fill him with all the knowledge possible to go out and lead a team. Do you feel like, you know, with LeGarrette Blount getting possibly the same amount of workload going into this game, how do you think he'll maybe fare against the Houston Texans and their combination of J.J. Watt and Clowney and Big Wolford stepping up the middle and whatnot?
I mean, it's going to be really tough for any running back to get through that, and especially one who, not to say that LeGarrette Blount isn't talented, but he is sometimes extremely inconsistent. Definitely this today in the second half of this game, LeGarrette Blount's MVP. He really carried the team. Brissett did a great job in the situation that he was given, but LeGarrette Blount definitely brought this team into the best position to win. He got that touchdown to basically be the game-winning touchdown. He got this team into field goal range. Gostkowski missed the kick, which never happens, but hey, everyone gets one miss a year, so hopefully that's his one miss for the year. And he did a lot of great things that hurdle over that defender. I didn't even know he could do something like that. The man that size jumping over someone, that is unbelievable. I do think it is going to be tough on him, especially with the quick turnaround again against this amazing defensive line that the Texans have. It's going to be really tough for any running back to get through, let alone LeGarrette Blount. They're definitely going to have to do what the Patriots do best and outthink this Texans team and do whatever it takes. It's going to be definitely a bloodbath on Thursday, and it's going to be very interesting to watch. But I think this is, and we've said this about week one, I think this is going to be the toughest matchup that they've had. Well, this one is really going to be the toughest matchup without,
yes,
especially if there's no Gronk, no Brady, no Garoppolo. Now we are running out of people to deal with. Hey, maybe even Edelman will get a couple of snaps in at quarterback. We don't know.
Who knows?
Definitely.
Hey, man. Go ahead. I'm good. We filled him up with enough questions today. We got you, man. Go ahead, Marv.
Thank you, Tyler Trudeau, for calling in. We'll definitely hear from you this Thursday. That was Tyler Trudeau, CLNS radio video correspondent. Follow him on Twitter at CLNS_Tyler. Head on over to the CLNS radio YouTube channel for Tyler's pregame videos as well as a midweek report. Subscribe at youtube.com/CLNS radio. That's youtube.com/CLNS radio. Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. They cut the cost of dealing with retailers and showrooms and pass the savings directly to the consumer. Made with latex and memory foam, a Casper mattress provides a long-lasting comfort so you can sleep easily through the night, and you can buy it easily online and completely risk-free. Get a Casper mattress for $500 for a twin and $950 for a king-size mattress. An unbelievable deal compared to the industry standards and costs, and that costs thousands upon thousands. And you can save an additional $50 as one of our audience members by going to Casper.com/Celtics and entering the promo code Celtics. That's Casper.com /Celtics and entering promo code Celtics. Free shipping applies to U.S. and Canada customers only. Terms and conditions apply. So we heard takes on Tyler. He's a little more, you know, skeptical about this Thursday night game compared to Harris, who's more optimistic. It's definitely going to be a bloodbath. I agree with Tyler. It's not going to be easy with Jacoby. My only concern is because it is such a short turnaround. It's this Thursday. That's just a couple of games. You probably get like one or two. One day, honestly, of resting. You got to hit the books, get the tape. Houston played very well defensively this just now. So we'll see how they manage against this Houston defense.
Yeah, and I mean, like we've been saying, the one situation that nobody wanted to see is a case where, you know, Garoppolo goes down with an injury, because now you're literally looking at this team. And Marv, they have, you know, assuming that, you know, Garoppolo's injury might keep him out this next game or two. Who knows? But you're looking at a team who currently only has one quarterback. So, like I posed before, what do the Patriots do? I mean, yes, obviously we've seen Julian Edelman step back and throw some passes, but what do the Patriots do? Who do they pick up? You know, the Patriots need another quarterback. The Patriots need to bring another quarterback in, because you have one. And just like today, you can't take a chance because you never know when injuries might happen. So who's available, DJ Mees? I'm here looking, and maybe you bring in some old friends. Some guys who've been a part, you know, of this team before in terms of backup quarterbacks. And I'm trying to figure out, where the hell is Matt Castle right now? Where the hell is Brian Hoyer? Call it all backup quarterbacks, former Patriot backup quarterbacks. Where are you guys? We need them to step in, because they know this offense and they can step up. And I'm really trying to think, where is Matt Castle playing right now? Do you know? Because I don't even know. Is he on an NFL team? I don't think he is.
Matt Castle is definitely on an NFL team. I'll tell you in 1 second right now what team Matt Castle is on.
Last time we've heard from Castle, is he a third string for the Vikings or something?
He's currently on the Tennessee Titans.
Matt Castle's on the Tennessee Titans?
Backing up Mariota, man.
That's crazy. All right, cancel him out the equation. Is Brian Hoyer on the Texans? I'm thinking he is.
Brian Hoyer, no. He's with the Chicago Bears. I remember he played against us during the preseason.
Hoyer's on the Bears. What the hell is going on? Well, Sanchez, Mark Sanchez, what is he doing right now?
No, we don't need Sanchez on the team. I know he got picked up by the Cowboys. He could stay there. I honestly don't know what NFL Michael Vick?
Michael Vick's an option. I mean, you might have to bring in a veteran who can hold down the fort. All you just need, I'm not saying bring somebody in to start on Thursday, or, you know, you're looking for a guy to possibly play these next two games. All I'm saying is you need somebody to be there just in case. Just in case. That's it. That is it. So we'll see what the Patriots want to do in terms of bringing somebody in, because, yes, I like Jacoby Brissett. I feel like he will step up Thursday if he is the starting quarterback. And, you know, have a solid game. I have trust and faith in Brissett to hold down the fort, and firmly believe that, you know, he has all the knowledge in terms of the Patriots offense and playbook and whatnot, and can make plays. I mean, the guy I know was preseason and he's playing against, you know, second, third string guys or whatnot. But he had a solid preseason from what we watched here, DJ Mees. He was pretty solid in the preseason. And, you know, me personally, I went as far as saying, you know, throughout the course of the preseason, in terms of how he looked and Garoppolo looked, they weren't too far off from each other. You know what I mean? I understand Garoppolo was out there, you know, with the first string players and whatnot. But when Brissett stepped in, he didn't seem too bad. He seemed to make smart plays. He has a strong arm and can make some passes, some solid passes. So if it is him come Thursday, Marv, I think the Patriots will be all right.
I remember we having this conversation during the preseason, and we were having that far-fetched conversation on what if Garoppolo got hurt. Not really thinking Garoppolo would get hurt in four games, but we are here, and this is now. And, I mean, he has the weapons. He has the weapons there. You still have Edelman. You still have Bennett. You've got Amendola, guys who know the offense, who are prepared, who are still going to try to get open. So he's not in, even though he was going up against third and fourth string players when he was playing the preseason, now he has first string players that he's going to utilize as his weapons, which is going to make it a lot easier for Jacoby. Now the question is, does Josh McDaniels and Belichick trust him? If they trust him, let him swing the ball a little bit, give him some confidence, the game can go differently. If they don't trust him and really force it down LeGarrette Blount's throat, then I don't know how successful we'll be. So it definitely depends on the game plan of the New England Patriots and how they're going to utilize Brissett. If they trust him, throw the ball down the field a couple of times, that'll be great. Because one thing I do know is that guy has an arm. We saw a lot of passes where he threw to A.J. Derby that looked great. And he has confidence as well. He's a very confident kid, and I think he's going to do all right if the Patriots coaches put some confidence in him.
Yeah, man, I hear that. And I tell you one thing for sure, DJ Mees. I'm looking at this current list of NFL free agents at the quarterback position, and I'll just say this. Tell Julian Edelman to start warming up. Because these quarterbacks here, sorry, my gosh, this list is bad. I don't trust none of these guys, even as the backup. This is terrible. Wow.
I'm telling you, call up Michael Vick. Give him a two-week contract. We might need him. But you know what time it is, Mike? Nice.
Oh, yeah. My favorite time of the show, the stars and sorries, man. The stars and sorries. I love this. I love this for sure.
Oh, yeah. The stars and sorries are brought to you by my bookie. NFL season is finally here, and it's time of the year to make some serious cash while watching football. Do yourself a favor before placing that wager. Head on over to mybookie.ag. Why? Because mybookie.ag is focused around providing a unique, personalized, and stress-free gaming experience for each and every one of our clients, no matter if you play on sports, casino games, or horse racing. MyBookie also offers its players incentives in the form of the best daily bonuses and special promotions. What are you waiting for? Open and fund your account today with MyBookie and start winning with the best. Go to mybookie.ag and use promo code PATS to get a 100% bonus on your first deposit. Basically, whatever you deposit, MyBookie will match. Check out the mybookie.ag mobile platform and start enjoying the safety and convenience of at-home betting when you're on the go. Try it out today, and you'll never miss another winning bet. Again, go to mybookie.ag and use promo code PATS to get 100% bonus on your first deposit. Mike Nice, I'm excited about this stars and sorries. What do we have this week for the stars of the day?
Yeah, stars of the day, man. You know, looking at this performance today all around by the Patriots, you know, a couple guys definitely stepped up for sure. And after doing our poll on Twitter, looking at the list here, looks like the listeners voted, and this is crazy because the man didn't even play the full game. But Jimmy Garoppolo is the top star of the game. Had a solid performance in that first half. I mean, he didn't play the second half, but hey, Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I think this – is this the second week Garoppolo has won? 2 weeks in a row? Jimmy Garoppolo, star of the day? Hey, man, that's good signs for him. You know, hopefully he gets back and he's better than ever. because this hurts me because, one, this is pretty much like auditions for Jimmy Garoppolo right now. We don't know if he'll stay as a Patriot, but we want him to get, you know, as much reps as he can get through these next four games because, you know, that phone line will be ringing for him. So hopefully he gets back in the field. He's shown well so far what he can do. So I'm sure he'll be fine.
All right, man, that's for sure. And I tell you, like we always see, DJ Mees, when there's the good,
there's the bad.
And when you're bad, we tell you,
sorry. Yes.
And I tell you, I'm going to keep it simple. And I understand the Patriots got the win. They squeaked out a win. But the defense in the second half,
yeah, bad.
Terrible. Unacceptable. Whether it be the defensive line and those guys up front putting pressure on Tannehill, or whether it be the secondary allowing Landry and Parker to make big-time plays down the field. I understand, like I said, the Patriots got the win. But the defense, I think the defense was sorry.
The defense was not good. And you mentioned something we didn't bring up today. Ryan Tannehill seemed like he didn't get touched this game.
No, he better take the jersey he wore today and just wear it the next game because, I mean, might as well. Fresh, bro, fresh.
It was crazy. He had all the time in the world, and that's why he was really dissecting our defense in the second half. And, yeah, the New England Patriots defense, even though they won, this is a rare case, but we got to give them a sorry because Malcolm Butler got chewed. Logan Ryan got chewed. It wasn't a good game from the line. They didn't touch Tannehill other than that time that he missed the long snap. It was really pathetic defense, in my opinion, with the Patriots defense.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was bad all around. But, hey, we're looking forward, like Bill Belichick always says, we're on to the next game, and in this case, we're on to Houston. So, you know, hopefully the defense can come out and give a better performance. I guess we'll get more information with the quarterback situation. It's so crazy how, for the first time in so many years, the quarterback position is such a hot topic here in New England with the whole Brady situation. Now Garoppolo's gone. Now the Brissett might be stepping up. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But hopefully I have trust and faith in this organization and the coaching staff, and it'll all be figured out. And the Patriots will be good to go and ready to get another win this coming Thursday night against the Houston Texans.
Real quick, with thinking that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback Thursday, who wins Thursday night at New England?
I'm going Patriots, obviously, and I want to say it's going to be a low-scoring game because, you know, I don't see Brissett, you know, slinging the ball down the field a million times like that. So I'm going to go a quick
17-13. I think Patriots are going to squeak it out as well. Harris came in early and really convinced me about the talent. And I'm going to say 21-14 Patriots. What about you, Michael Laundrie, working the switchboards? Who do you see winning Thursday night?
I don't know, guys, to be honest. I really don't. I'm sitting there thinking and I'm saying, well, I mean, you'd think that the defense would be able to hold Houston to, you know, a fairly decent amount of points, but, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is a force, and this kid Will Fuller is proving himself to be a pretty decent force as well. So, you know, the Patriots' corners have had some issues with the wide receivers. I mean, we've obviously gone up against really good wide receivers in the first couple weeks of the season. You had Fitzgerald and Floyd in week one. You had Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker this week. And next week you have Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins. And that's going to be really tough. We know Brock Osweiler can sling the ball all around the field if he wants to. So, you know, the Patriots are going to have to depend on turnovers. And I say, you know, maybe 16-13 Patriots. That's what I'll say. Barely.
Yeah. I mean, It's going to be a tough one. Brock Osweiler is looking really good out there slinging the ball. And for those who don't know much about Will Fuller, just imagine a young DeSean Jackson. He's that type of player. He can really just go out there and get it. So it's going to be a challenge once again for the Patriots secondary.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Like we all been saying, going up against some very, you know, athletic wide receivers from the Houston Texans. So hopefully the secondary can step up and contain these guys from making big plays down the field.
Yeah, this post-game show will be available for on-demand download by searching for the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. When you download our feed, you'll get the Patriots News Feed podcast, our daily news podcast hosted by our content manager, Michael Longy. While you're at it, make sure you check out the Patriots Beat podcast hosted by Harris Rubenstein, which is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. And you can also check out Tyler Trudeau's Patriots pregame show video segments at youtube.com/CLNS Radio. Before every Patriots game. Today's show was brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Patriots to join our league. Casper Mattresses, www.casper.com/Celtics for $50 off any mattress purchase. And Blue Apron, blueapron.com/Celticsbeat for 3 free meals with free shipping. And lastly, MyBookie. Want to thank everyone who tuned in today. For CLNS Radio Executive Producer Larry H. Russell, Patriots Content Manager Michael Longy, my co-host Mr. Mike Nice, I'm Marvin Azan. See everyone back here this Thursday when the Patriots take on the Houston Texans.
Yes, take sir. Care. Yes, sir. This has been the Patriots Postgame Show Live, powered by CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all New England professional sports. We'll see you Thursday night.